He said to me, "What do you think of that, mate? And you know, one doesn't get called mate every day." "I'm looking at it," I said. "I come and look at it nearly every night," he said. "You know it's by one of your own boys, don't you?" "Yeah, I know." "It's beautiful," he said. "Look at that mother's head. She's loving that child. But she's somehow watching, too, like someone guarding. She knows it won't be an easy life." Then he said confidently, "Mate, would you like a drink?" Well, honestly, I didn't feel like a drink at that time of night, with a white stranger and all, and a train still to catch to Orlando. "You know, we black people must be out of the city by 11, I said. "It won't take long. My flat's just around the corner. Do you speak Afrikaans?" "Since I was a child," I said in Afrikaans. "We'll speak Afrikaans then. My English isn't too wonderful. I'm Van Rensburg. And you?" I couldn't have told him my name. I said I was Vakalisa, living in Orlando. By this time he had started off, and I was following, but not willingly. We didn't exactly walk abreast, but he didn't exactly walk in front of me. He didn't look constrained. He wasn't looking round to see if anyone might be watching. He said to me, "Do you know what I wanted to do?" "No," I said. "I wanted a bookshop, like that one there. I always wanted that, ever since I can remember. But I had bad luck. My parents died before I could finish school."